Okay, this is Parak Hay in Hilchos Yisroel Mizbeach. I think we can knock out Parak Hay and Parak Vav today. They're both relatively short chapters. That'll leave us with Parak Zion for tomorrow, which will bring Yisroel Mizbeach to an end. And then we'll start Maaseh Korbanos after that, which will be in for a while. All right, so in Yisroel Mizbeach Parak Hay, the Rambam is going to talk about, beginning, he's going to talk about the particular prohibitions of bringing in either Seor, or a leavening agent, or Dvash, honey, or something sweet, onto the altar. All right, so he says, Halacha Aleph, Seor Dvash Asur L'gam Mizbeach. You cannot bring Seor or Dvash to the altar. The Yisurim Kolshen, the slightest amount, you're over the Isser. Shemar, keep kol Seor v'chol Dvash lo sakiru. So you're only over the Isser if you go ahead and either bring it up on its own and burn it on the Mizbeach, or you bring it with the Mizbeach. The Echad Makir Atzman or Makir Tarobah Shelahen. It doesn't matter if you burn just the Seor and Dvash, Seor slash Dvash alone, or if you burn it mixed with something else, Loki Alkol Echad Hem Bifnei Atzma. I mean, let's say you had a mixture of Seor and Dvash together, either way, you get Malkus for each one. Then Hikter Shnei Echad, if you brought them both as one, Inu Loki El Achas, if you Shnei them in Blav Echad. So, interesting enough, since it's under one Isser, if I mixed, if I did a Tarobis of, let's say, a mixture of Seor with something else, versus if I mix the Seor and Dvash together, if the Seor and Dvash is together, I actually would only get one Malkus because it's underneath one Isser, even though they're two different substances. If the slightest amount of either one falls into the incense mixture, everything's possible. And if you went ahead and set it afire inside the Heichal, inside the inner base of Mikdash area, you get Malkus. But setting this entity on fire only apply would not apply less than a kezias amount. Let's say someone brought seor or dvash on its own onto the altar, l'shem eitzim, right, for the purpose of burning them on the altar, pater. So your pater shenemar ve'al mizbeach lo ya'alu l'reach nifoach. So l'reach nifoach means for a nice smell, iyatamala. So that's where the iser is. Atamala l'shem eitzim, but if you put it there simply to provide fuel, I feel hikter davar shen royal aktar bit bashur b'sor. Even if you set fire to something that was not supposed to be burned with dvash or seor, korban loka. Since it's what do you call it? Since it's part of the korban, you would get malchus in that instance. Alakadal. Ketza. So how does this work? Hamala mi basar chatas ve'asham. Let's say someone causes, let's say, korban chatas or an asham or mi basar kachet kalim, which we'll get to again later on. O mishari menachos. So let's say the meat from a regular korban or from the leftovers of a korban mincha, or the moser omer or leftover from any extra of the korban omer, or mechatas of or from a chicken sin offering, or melechem panim, or from the showbread, or shtei lechem, or from the shtei lechem brought on Shavuos, or milog shemen shel metzora, or let's say that a log of oil from that has to do with the person at tzaras, hamala kezayis machas me'ilu. Anyone who takes a kezayis in one of these various instances, Bichametz obidvash, whether it be in, let's say, bread or in a leavening agent or in honey, Bailey's back in the kevesh, whether it's on the altar itself or on the ramp, mak loke, you get makas. Avishen kol elu, even though you don't burn the shtei lechem, for instance, on the mizbeach, hol v'hein kruin korban, since they are known as or called alachli as a korban, chai v'lan, you're over the iser, shenemar korban reishis takribu osam lashem. Lachay, v'chein asu lahakta mizbeach davar mikol dvar me'elu she'enon ruin lachtara. So too, it's forbidden, it's usher to burn on the mizbeach any one of these things that are not allowed, that are not supposed to be brought as a burnt offering. You go on basar chatos, vashamos, u'shraya menachos gozapan, like the leftovers of the mincha, for example, anything that's not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, you're over an isher if you burn on the mizbeach. If you shmo lamdu, shakol dover, shemiksasal ishem, reish shariso, bival taktir. You learn out from Torah Shabbat Pat, that anything that's supposed to be, what do you call it, that anything that's designated to be consumed by fire on the mizbeach, any leftovers, i.e., the mincha or the bas or the chatas, right? The shari mincha, the leftover the mincha or the leftover meat from the korban, so that does not get burnt on the mizbeach. Halachavav, hamakir ivari behemat meal got mizbeach loke. Okay, switching gears. Someone who burns, let's say, or sacrifices and burns on the mizbeach the limbs of an animal that is tame, gets malchus. Valpish iser hakarvasa mikala say, even though you're mivatel a positive commandment by bringing it. Train emar mina tahora min hatahora achol, that you should eat from the tahor mina tahora akrev hatmea lo socha lo sakrev. We learn from this though that anything that's tama you shouldn't eat or bring. Kishem shaloka alachilas hatmea ba mikhalase. just like you would get makos if you ate something tameh, even though you're violating a positive. We'll see later on in Tumah Torah. Same would apply getting makos on bringing the korban. Let's say someone's makrev the limbs of a wild animal that is tahor. Over ba'ase, you're violating a positive commandment. Vina loka, you don't get makos. How do we know you're violating an ase, a positive? The Torah lists the three categories. Tapribus korbanfem, hamina chaya, but it excludes the wild animals or undomesticated animals. Lo tapribu, you should bring them. The lava bamikla ase, and that's an iser coming from a positive commandment. In such a case, you would not get makos. Lachazan, hagonev o hagozel. Let's say someone steals, or again, two ways of stealing: forcible stealing or more sneaky stealing. Vigriv a korban, he steals the animal and then brings it as a korban. Puzzle. It's possible that Kach Baruch Hu Sono, and God hates him. Shenem Mar Sone Gezel Ba'ola, Vein Zarach Lomar Shenem Iskabla. And of course, the Korban's not accepted. Then this Yashua by the Korban Kasher. But let's say the owners gave up hope of getting the animal back. Then the Korban's Kasher. Vafila Yachata Shakohanim Oklan Es Besara. Even if it's a sin offering, the Kohanim eat the meat. Metakan Es Mizbeach, and because of the specific Atakan, the decree regarding the Mizbeach, Amu Shakata Sagazula Inodal Rabam Einem Echaperis. By Takani here means for the good of the Mizbeach, because of the importance of the Mizbeach. So they said that that there was a decree that came out that as chatas that's stolen, if people know about it, okay, enem echaperes, it doesn't atone. Even if the owners give up on it, it still doesn't atone. We don't want people to start thinking that the Mizbeach can accept, so to speak, korbanos that are stolen. Let's say someone steals an animal from his friend that's going to be brought up as an ola, meaning completely burnt on the mizbeach. V'igriva stam niskapru b'habaylim arishonim. So the original owners would still get kapara from that korban. Allah katas imavim menachos u'nesachim. So when it comes to menachos, which are korbanos comprised of flour and oil and levona, and the nesachim are libations, you can't bring them lo min hatevel. We know this already. That's from produce that hasn't been separated yet for trumas and maestros. Lomid Chadash, we've seen that already also. Kodim Omer, again, prior to the Omer period of time. Lomid Maduma, those are those cases of Suffolk. Bain Sarach Lomer Orla, and of course, you can't bring it from Orla or from Kilai Karim if there's a prohibited mixture in the field. Why Meshi Mitzvah Baba Vera? Because it's a mitzvah that's coming about through a sin. Shakadash Baruch Hu Sona, God hates that. Vimhevi, but if you brought it, Lonis Skatru, Liosin Ruin the Korban. They don't become consecrated to be a Korban, about the Skatru, Li Pasa, right? But they are sanctified to become Pasal. You could kachim shenifso. So we treat them as kachim, as sacrifices that have a defect in them. Alach yod, kol menachos, all of these, what do you call it, meal offerings, im vino sami lechadash, kodim shtei lechem lechatchila. So you can never bring them from chadash produce, from chadash wheat, prior to the shtei lechem being brought first in the temple. By Shavuot, sherei ne'emar b'hen b'kurim la'ashem, v'im hevi kasher. But let's say you brought a mincha from chadash prior to the shtei lechem being brought in the mikdash, it'd be kasher. You can also bring wine at libations from that which was set aside to be used only on yantav. Next mitzvah, it is a positive commandment to salt every korban kodem shalom mizbeach prior to going up on the mizbeach. And every single thing that goes on the mizbeach requires salt, except for the wine libations and blood, any sprinkling of blood and wood. This is all Torah Shabbat. There's actually nothing in the Torah to demonstrate this is true. So it's a positive commandment or an ideal to salt the meat in a very pleasant way, thoroughly, completely. Just like you would salt meat that you're going to roast. It's very simple. You salt it on one side and then turn it over. And as you're turning it over, keep salting the entire thing. However, let's say you just put one little bit of salt on the meat, that'd be considered an act of malicha, and it would be considered kasher. Pick it below melech klal loket. But let's say you brought the sacrifice without any salt on it, you get malchus and below sashfis melech brisa lokecha. Even though you get malchus for doing this, a korban kasher vorta, the korban is still accepted. Chutz min a mincha, except for the mincha, shamelech na'ake b'knitza. So when it comes to korban mincha, salt is actually undermines the ability, the kmitza, which is the grabbing or the taking of the fistful of the flour. Shemar below sashpis melech brisa lokecha me'al mincha secha. Since there's a specification in the pasuk about mincha, so there's a bit of a chumrah in that situation. Finally, alach yigimel So the salt that's used to salt the korbanos comes from the communal salt fund, just like wood. A person should not bring his table salt, for instance, in his home, or his own wood to the Beis HaMikdash for the korban. And there were three places that they stored salt. Lishkas HaMelech, obviously, in the chamber made for storing salt. They would keep a chunk of salt on the ramp. Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, they would keep one at the top of the Mizbeach. So in the salt chamber, they would salt the hides that were sanctified, that were consecrated. On the ramp, they would salt the limbs and the organs. Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, at the head of the Mizbeach, they would molchen, they would salt the komets. That was the part they grabbed out from the mincha, the balavona and the frankincense, menachos and israfos, so too the minchas that were burnt, the ola sa'of, as well as the ola offerings of birds. Okay, that ends Perek Hey. Moving on to Perek Vav, so the Rambam explains Halacha Aleph, Kachin Shemitzel Yos Kol Korban Tamim Nifar Kach HaNisachim. So now we're going to move into the Nisachim, into the Eitzim. Okay, so just like there's a mitzvah that every korban must be perfect and ideal, so too the libations should be Tamimim V'Nivcharim, should be perfect and ideal, highest quality. Shneimar Tamimim Yulachem V'Nisgehem Shiyu Nisachim Tamimim, right? So what does it mean that Nisachim should be Tamimim? Shlo Yavu Nisachim Lo Miyayim Ushan, so you can't bring Nisachim from wine that has been affected by smoke. Lo solas shehitliya, flour that has worms in it. Lo yivlo b'shemen shereicha o tamaran. You shouldn't mix the flour, because in the minchah you mix flour with oil. You shouldn't mix it with oil that has either a smell or a taste that's bad. Lachabez v'chein atzei maracha. The wood that was placed on the mizbeach lo yu ela nivcharim lo yevahem talas. It should be of the ideal wood, and it can't have any worms in it. V'chein v'chol eitz shehitliya kishulach pasul mizbeach. Any tree that has lots of worms in it, when it's moist, can never be used in the mizbeach. Hitzliya yavesh. So, but let's say it became infested with worms after it got dry. Goras and welcome shitliya. You carve out the area where the worms are located. The atze stira psulim olam. Wood that comes from a building that was torn down, you can never use. Lo yavil el chadashim. You should always bring fresh wood from the mizbeach. Lacha gimel. Hamaki chayin pasul or solas or shemen pasul or etim psulim mizbeach. If someone consecrates, let's say yayin that can't be used as libations, or solos, or flour, or oil that's pasul, or wood that's pasul from the mizbeach, harei adavar suffik, so we're not sure. Im domin labamum kibahema veloke, so is this like consecrating something, like an animal that has a defect, and then you get malchus? Or in kibamum, where it's not like that. Lefikach, therefore, in the loke, you don't get deraisa lashes, umachnes or machnes martyrs, but you do get rabbinical lashes. Alachadal. Hasolos vayayim v'shem avona v'ovos aizim v'klei sharash v'nifsalu. So if it comes to the flour, wine, oil, frankincense, birds, and wood, as well as kalim used in the Beis HaMikdash, that become pasul, oshin nitzmiu, become tamei, ain podenosan, you don't redeem them. Shneimar v'hemi v'herich, no redemption of them. Kol sheyeshno v'hamada nerech, right? So anything that can be caused, that a kohen can use, is subject to a monetary amount. V'elu ainam v'chal hamada, but these can't. V'igach ain niftin olam. That's why these can never be redeemed for money. Okay, Allah Bamedvar. So this only applies to, let's say, the wine became pasul or tame after, right, it was inside a klisharis, where the klisharis makes the wine consecrated. Remember, klisharis has kedusha, and the kedusha travels, so to speak, into the wine you pour into it. But before that takes place, then you could still redeem the wine. About Taharin, if they are pure, afi shadayin lo kitshu b'kli, even if, when the wine is pure, before it's even consecrated in the kli, ain podin osan, if it became tama, you can't redeem it. Chot minchas chote, except for the minchas of a chote, which we'll see that later on. Shnemar ba, mechataso, al chataso lomar, shemibi chataso midmei chataso. The vikaf, they have a code for this kaddish for kli charis, prior to consecrating it in the kli charis, harihi kedushas damim, it's considered like money that's been consecrated, or podin osa, you can redeem it, afi shehi tahara, even though it's tahara. B'chol nisachim shenitzmu, anytime the libations become tamei, osel hem ma'aracha from the atzman, you make a separate pile of wood for them, b'sorfam mizbeach, and you burn them on the altar, okay? Again, not as a korban, obviously. Halacha yud, halacha vav. Me'achad, okay, so the water that was used for the yayin, excuse me, the water that was used for the mayim, on Sukkos, okay, shenitzbu, let's say it became tamei, v'yishikan, okay, and what happened? It was put into a mikvah, v'tara, and became tamei, became tar, which you'll see later on how you could do that. im tiaron, if it became pure, of achar achitishan, and then you're makdish it, you consecrated it, harei lo mis naschen, you can bring it as the water libations. Vivigdishan v'achar achach nitmu, but let's say you were makdish it and then became tamay, ho v'nitchu yitchu, it should remain as if it is impure and shouldn't be used. L'chazayim, zesevan navim, so olives and grapes, shenitmu, right, that became tamay, dorchon pachos mikabetza. So they should be crushed into tiny pieces that are less than a kibetz in size. The mashkin ayotze mehen k'sherim l'nesachim, but the juices that come out of them, okay, they can actually be used as libations. Shemashkin mufkat hu be'ochel, because the liquids are considered actually qualitatively different than the food. Ukeilo ein v'gufo, and therefore the liquids considered as if it's different than the fruit itself. Halachas ma'ale yaseir asu chamim kachim. Okay, so the Chachamim came along and they created an additional, let's say, gedder or safety net when it comes to objects that are consecrated. Shizraim, shenitmu, seeds that become tameh, afilu zaran, even after they are planted. Hayotze mehem, psula nesachim. Anything that grows from them can't be used for nesachim, shein zriya mo'elas v'kachim. Because, planting them doesn't help out to allow for the, so to speak, tumah to disappear and for these to be used in the base of mikdash. So too when it comes to the wood and the frankincense, afish einan ochlin, even though you don't eat them, harehein misnamin keochel inyan karbanos. We treat them halachically so far as tumah is concerned, like food. The yifsula eitzin valvona betumazu, and therefore the wood and the lavona become possible with this tumah, the mizbeach, memak even the sun. You can't bring them in the temple. Halachates. Meilehina yenos hapsul lagam mizbeach. So which wines can I not use for the mizbeach? What are the bad wines? Hamasok, so sweet wine. Vamushan, smoked wine. Vamavushal ba'esh, wine that's cooked over fire, over shemesh, or in the sun. Oshinishtana time of a bishal, or its flavors change while cooking. Aval yayin shemechaminos over shemesh, below nosnabo tam bishal. But wine that is what it called, warmed up in the sun, but there was no change in its flavor when it was cooked. Vechen yayin smukim, or raisin wine. Vyayin megiso, or wine that is, what it called, shalota shah abram yom, it comes from a barrel that it's less than 40 day old wine. The yain hadloyos, right? So to wine that comes from grapes that are grown, I don't know if you remember this, from the trellises that they used to put some of the vines on. You can't use yain for the grapes that grows on the trellises. Yain kerem, hanatu of beis ashlafin. You can't use wine from a vineyard that's planted in a beis ashlafin, which is a field that requires lots of irrigation. O beis hazvalim, or from an area of that has a lot of garbage in it. O yain gefanim, shenizra zara ba'an, or so to wine from wine that was planted where there was something planted between the vines, or yayin karam shel nevad, or from a vineyard that was never worked, meaning it was spontaneous growth. Kol elo yinos lo yavi lechatchila. These, meaning from the aval until here, you shouldn't ideally bring. However, v'im hevi kasher, if you did bring them, it'd be kasher. But the first few he mentioned, those are the ones that are pasul. Lach yud, yayin shen izgale pasul v'gam mizbeach. Wine that's left uncovered cannot be used in mizbeach. Hidla gefen agave te'ina. Right. Let's say a person went ahead and draped a vine over a fig tree. Yena pusel in the sachem. You can't use the wine from the sachem. Nation nishtane reichel, because its fragrance will change as a result of where it is, where it's growing. Hari Omer zevach unsachim ma zevach so nishtane. Just like the zevach can't appear different. Af nesachem so nishanu. Also by the sachem, by the libations, they can never be they can never be used if they were changed. Alach yidal soles. Going back to flour, shehit liar ruba. Well, let's say most of it has worms in it. Oik liu roba chitim shenases mehen, or let's say most of the kernels of wheat that you make the flour will become filled with worms. Sula, you can't use hitliya rov chita achas hareza suffik. Well, let's say the majority of one kernel of wheat became filled with worms. There's a suffik whether you can use it or not. The whole sula shenisha ba kemach psula. Any solus that has any fine flour that has in it what it called some kemach, meaning here means dust of flour, that would be considered psula. So the Rambam is going to explain that right now in a lucky base what that means. Ketza. Bodkim, okay, so how do you check this? Machnis a gizbar yadol sochasola. So what do you do? So the accountant guy sticks his hand into the, let's say, bag of flour. Im alaba avak. Let's say when he picks his hand out, there's like dust on his hand. Psula. Then the flour is pasul ach yachzor binafa osa, until he goes back and sifts it all over again. But flour from wheat that grew in a base shlachin area, or base zvalim, or in a garbage heap, or in an orchard, or in an area of land that was not left on its own, v'lo avda, was never worked on, lo yavil chachilu, you shouldn't bring it. Avila v'mhevik share, but if you did bring it, it is kosher. Lachi gimel, chitim shalakdam migalei habakar. So let's say wheat kernels are collected from cow manure, bizarum, and they're planted. Are elu safek in avram yusim bizria or adain him usim? There's a safek. Are they still considered disgusting, or has disgusting left once they're planted? You shouldn't bring a mincha from these wheat kernels, but if you did, it's still considered kosher. Moving on to the oils. These are the oils which you can't use. Shemen shal gargrim shenishu b'mayim. So you can't use oil from olives that were soaked in water. O shal zeisim kavushin, or pickled olives. O shlukim, or boiled olives. O shemen shal shmarim, or oil that's made from the dregs of olives. O shemen shreichara, or oil that smells bad. Kol elu psulim. Same thing. If the olive oil comes from olive trees that were planted in a garbage heap, or in that type of field, or where there was something planted between them, or oil that came from olives that were not ripe, right? They're still in their immature state. You can't bring any of them. But if you did, it would still be kosher. So when it comes to the korban mincha as well as the libations, they're kosher whether the produce came from within Israel or from outside of Israel. Mina chadash, mina yashan. So too from chadash or from newer grain or the old grain. Uvach shaviyu mina mufbar. As long as you bring the ideal. Chutz mina omer shtei lechem, except for the korban omer and the shtei lechem that's born in Shavuos. Shena bon ele mina chadash umeret Yisrael. Those two can only come from chadash tua in Israel. That ends Perek Vav, and we'll pick up Perek Zayin and finish off Yisrael Mizbeach tomorrow.